Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff, the listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is David Greer in Falls Church, Virginia.
That's in the greater Washington area metroplex, isn't it?
It's that big blue spot, sort of in the reddish state, yeah, next to D.C.
Okay. So what do you do there?
I work for a friendly local federal government nearby.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do you do for them?
I work for the Department of State. I'm a Foreign Service Officer.
Oh, wow. Must be fun
to
be there. Yeah.
Most people don't say that. But
no,
And you're stationed in Falls Church?
It's a hardship post.
David, it's good to have you with us. Now, you're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is David's topic?
Christmas under fire.
One of our favorite modern holiday traditions, of course, is the annual war on Christmas. That battle fought by Bill O'Reilly and others against the small-hearted Grinches who want to force Walmart greeters to say Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas, for example. Well, this week, we read about a holiday tradition that actually may be seeing its last Yule log. Our panelists are going to tell you about three Christmas customs in peril. Choose the real story, you'll win our prize. Ready to go?
I sure am.
All right, first let's hear from Mo Rocca.
If you're planning on Christmas in Boulder, Colorado, don't expect to sip eggnog. It is established fact that nutmeg, a key ingredient in eggnog, is an aphrodisiac for prairie dogs, the voracious rodents that are anything but man's best friend. The problem first arose when prairie dogs began cruising inside the town's drain pipes late into the night in search of after-party excess nog. An ordinance was quickly passed regulating the disposal of nog, but the prairie dogs were hooked. Last year, an exaltation of prairie dogs made their way into the elite mistletoe ball. Chairwoman C.C. Wirth described the scene, quote, "The prairie dogs gallivanted in and just started slurping our nog. And then," her voice broke here, "they began making savage love to each other. They didn't even kiss each other." The serving of eggnog has now been banned.
Crazed prairie dog orgies brought on by eggnog, now banned in Boulder. Your next story of a Christmas tradition in trouble comes from Kiri O'Connor.
It's like a scene from an Al Gore Christmas nightmare. Global warming causing houses to crumble down into brown, slimy, seeping, oozy goo. Gingerbread houses in Sweden, and the threat is real. Sweden's leading gingerbread wholesaler blames warm, wet weather for making gingerbread houses tumble down like houses of cards in the Manchurian Candidate. Spokeswoman Aki Mattsson says it's the Swedish obsession with slapping on the sugary icing along with humid air causing the collapse in the housing market. Dry out your wall slabs and ease up on the icing, she says. It's all about dehydration, dehydration, dehydration.
Global warming threatening the gingerbread houses of Sweden. And your last story of a threat to Christmas comes from Adam Felber.
Unless something is done, this will be the first in 166 years in Harriet, Tennessee, without a performance of the town's traditional Christmas play, in which a slave is cheerfully reunited with his master. Make Merry Amongst the Pines, written by Harriet's own Edgar Billings Carter, has been controversial at best in recent decades and is usually performed nowadays with more than a little irony. It concerns one purportedly real Christmas Eve in Harriet in the 19th century, where an escaped slave seeks refuge and is caught by his cruel master. Both learn a valuable Christmas lesson about honesty and mercy and are reunited. Also featured is the magical conversion of the Schechters, the town's Jewish family, and the kindly Native American chief, who calls off an attack saying, quote, "Me wish our gods loved us like yours." Harriet Mayor Mike Gibbon says the play's time was up. Not even as a joke anymore, he said. No one wants to do it, which is kind of a shame.
All right. Here are your choices. One of these Christmas traditions is under threat. Is it eggnog in Boulder, Colorado, because the prairie dogs like it just a little bit too much? That's from Morocco. From Kerry O'Connor, the threat to gingerbread houses in Sweden because of global warming. Or from Adam Felber, the end of the most politically incorrect play ever conceived by the mind of man in Harriet, Tennessee. Which of these is the real story of a Christmas tradition possibly coming to an end?
Gosh, nothing in the Foreign Service has prepared me for this. Well, I lived in Boulder for a while, the independent country of Boulder, and prairie dogs were always a good target while you were driving. I don't buy that one. And I don't know about the play either, but I like the Swedes, so I think I'm going to go with the gingerbread disaster.
You're going to go with the great collapsing gingerbread crisis of 2006. Frats from Kiri, well, to bring you the correct answer, we spoke to somebody who might possibly be affected by this terrible crisis.
If the panels themselves are soggy, I mean, yeah, you can heat them up in the oven to dry them out a little bit.
That was Lars Bernson, the president of the Chicago Importing Company, which imports Swedish-made edible gingerbread houses, talking about the threat to gingerbread houses. Yes, congratulations, you got it right, David. Well done.
I am thrilled.
You should be.
I'm going to lord this over all my friends.
As well you should. All your friends in the Foreign Service. You have earned a point for Kiri. You have won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting on your home answering machine. Very well done.
Thank you. Nice. Thank you.
Thank you for playing with us today, David.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.